NFR Extra, we're going to take you behind the scenes in a way you've never heard before. Every 2 weeks, you're going to hear personal conversations with the icons and personalities that make up the world's richest and most prestigious rodeo. NFR Extra. All dirt, all rodeo, all year.
All right, here we are, Bo. Episode 12, and this is the best. It's the greatest ever, or maybe it's not, or it could be.
I'm glad you say that about all of them.
But you're going to have to listen to find out,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
This is episode 12, and I'm your host, Nevada Caldwell.
And this is Bo Gardner.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We got a nice one here for you. This week's episode will include Casey Jones, the creator of Rodeo Vegas at the Mirage, and Rodeo Guess, nice new product, bringing a little bit more to the foray to for the competition and for those that sit in the stands. Not to mention something about Casey, steer wrestler himself.
He was?
Yes, and he's been to the NFR 9 times. And let me add something else about his Rodeo Vegas. This is 16 years, so you got to imagine.
Years.
Yeah. Someone
the
at some
official,
point.
Yeah.
Well, and I'd say that you know a lot of the millennial crowd now mm-hmm. is filling up the Mirage sports book there.
I want to know how many fans have attended the first year and have been there all 16 years.
Quite a few.
That'd be a good one.
That place looks like a party, a massive party.
Envy, we can't forget about our other steer wrestler, Mr. Tucker Allen, the up-and-coming pro steer wrestler who's not unfamiliar with the winning circle, as he has already proven this year, but he gives credit to Mr. Luke Branquino.
Yeah, he hangs out with some pretty good company.
He sure does.
As he said, you hang out with winners.
You want to be the best, you hang out with the best.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Hi, I'm world champion Jacob Scrawley, and you're listening to NFR Extra.
This is Bo's Bull, the rodeo news of the week.
Brylan Bentley covering Bo's Bull, the rodeo news of the week on NFR Extra podcast. This week's PRCA stat of the week, 38 rodeos over this past week, and 1.885 million combined payouts.
That is a lot of dollars.
Crazy, guys.
1 week.
And 1 day at the NFR.
Yes.
Stetson Wright is still leading the all-around at $162,000-plus over Caleb Schmidt at $31,000.
It's a good spread there for someone with a broken jaw and kind of...
He has strong family genes.
Slightly.
He's doing well. Yes. Trevor Brazil may be retired, but he won't stop from winning. Leading the steer roping with $56,000+. Question is, how many rodeos is he going to this year?
Does it matter?
No, but I mean, as he said, he alluded to back on our podcast, he's not going to the NFR, but he's going, but he, whatever.
He's competing.
He's Trevor Brazil.
That's right.
He's also 12th in the all-around right now.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
Just released, Jason Aldean will be playing at the Park Theater at Park MGM the 6th through the 8th. First time since October 1, 2017.
First time he's been an entertainer here in Vegas since then.
First time he'll be back.
Wow.
That's pretty special. The Park. T-Mobile Arena, is that where they're by?
Yes.
Oh, nice. I think George Strait plays over there too.
I think.
Oh, straight to Vegas.
He's going to be there the 6th and the 7th of December.
That's some pretty...
That'd be a crowded place.
Some heavy hitters and country music there.
Can't wait.
Well, thank you, brother.
Double B.
Hi, I'm Rusty Wright, and this is NFR Extra.
Here we are, episode 12, NFR Extra, and we have a return guest. We have a few of these, and this one's special.
He's the first.
Yeah, well, no, Boyd.
Oh, Boyd, well.
And Susan.
Well, and they both make sense, but as far as contestants.
Yeah, contestants first.
Yes.
To return.
Yeah, just want to let you know that.
Casey Jones, welcome to the show.
That's so great, yeah. I feel very privileged.
We hope all five of your friends are listening to this episode also.
I'm going to tell them. Pay them.
Hey, dude. So the last time we had a conversation with you, we talked about pro fantasy and how you were going to develop another app. We know this has been happening more than just since our last conversation. So what is the app? Mr. Casey Jones?
It's called rodeoguess.com. And so it's not really an app because I didn't want we've been, you know, building apps in the
I am consistent. Wait, I'm really consistent. I really like to give the wrong information so everybody can correct me on the opening comment.
It's a web-based app.
To have it now. But I've, you know, with the other apps we build, you know, you always have the old boy that comes into the booth and I said, well, you know, download the app. Well, then he goes to the Apple store and he doesn't have the Apple password. So he has to wait for his wife to get there. And so I just wanted to make it easy for everybody to get on and play. So it's called Rodeo Guests and you just type in rodeoguests.com. And then when the first page comes up, you can scroll down there at the bottom. It says add to your home screen and the app icon goes onto your home screen. Nice. And so you just put your email in there and you put your display name. And what it is where you guess the score or you guess the time during a rodeo event. And
so every event, both rough stock and timed event, you can guess them all.
Yep. Guess them all. Yeah. Every event. And so I wanted to make it to where you can be there and watch the live event and guess, but also whatever event's going to, you know, be producing the rodeo, anybody in the world can play a rodeo game based on that live action. So you can be at the event or you can be anywhere.
So is there any advantage?
Well, like during Cheyenne, we've been working on this for quite a while and Hersey come to me last year and, you know, just kept wanting me to build a fantasy rodeo contest, but it's tough for casual rodeo fans. It works good at the national finals because, you know, there's a lead up and everybody knows the top 15 and you have some time to get your team in. But at a rodeo, when people walk in, if they don't have their team in before the bareback ride, and they're not able to have, you know, participate that day. So we've been working on this game and we got it up and going and we've been testing it down here at Stockyards. And it's really cool down there. I love that Coliseum. It's just so historic and 1,200 seats. And, you know, there's a lot of tourists that come in there and it's loud and it's an exciting rodeo. And so it's been a great place to build it and test it because, you know, it's crazy. They have, you know, walk up entries right until rodeo time. And so we're trying to put them in the admin and then let everybody guess on them. And so it's been a great place to test and get better. But we pulled it off at Cheyenne. We did 10 days. We gave over $8,000 in gift cards away. And let me give away 80 pairs of Wrangler jeans. Wow. And so it's pretty cool. Yeah, it was great. You got to get up there and play a little bit. But it's fun. I'm really excited about it because it really promotes rodeo, and I can hear the fan testimonials. And then, like, you know, the first couple days we had people watching on TV that won the game. And then the next couple days we had the winners at Cheyenne. And then we had one guy that put all of his picks in before he got on a plane to Seattle. And then when he landed in Oklahoma City, he already sent the text with a $500 gift card to his phone. And he replied back, he's like, you're kidding me. And I called and told him, because we have interviews and I kind of want to know the winner to talk about them. And he's like, yeah, I just put them all in before, you know, because I'm going to ask, did you watch it on TV or were you listening to it, you know, on radio or anything like that? He's like, nope, I was on a plane. But, yeah, there's lots of ways to win, but it's kind of fun because then once you sign up, I'm able to let the players know the next game. I send them a text. And so you can play anywhere the rodeo guest goes next time.
Well, this this conversation's over, right? He has kind of basically said everything that we wanted.
Yeah. A couple of questions that we were going to ask you, Casey, you just covered.
Well, I'm one-sided conversation, but it was fantastic.
So I love the concept, and you mm-hmm. know, I get it from a technical side. That's part of the challenges we have for the podcast is you got to ask people to, you know, either operate iTunes and then or the podcast app or Spotify. It's very app driven, right? And so that's something that we're facing as well. Okay, so I had a smart move on the web based using the browser side. And by the way, Double B just tried it here in the studio and it worked perfectly.
Yes.
Oh, great.
She has it up and running. She will now be receiving information from the Stockyards.
I do get text messages often from it.
Well, we have notifications, but it's tough because with a PWA or an instant app, your analytics are not real good on delivery rates on notifications. Yep. And their app has to either be running in the background, which a lot of people close the apps, or it has to be currently up on the phone. And so we have to, then we use Twilio. It's a service out of Silicon Valley to send the SMS. And that's when you get an Uber, you get a text. You know, that's Twilio's service.
Right, yep.
And then I didn't want to be spammy, but, you know, you can reply to stop. But most people want to, you know, they're like, oh, thanks, I would have forgot, you know, because now you can see people every week get on there anytime there's a live action at an event that they can go on there and guess and play along.
It's great for rodeo.
Absolutely. So, Casey, why do this? Tell us what your goal, what were your ambitions in developing? And I think I've heard you say you've got 2 years into this thing. So why go through all of that for this?
I just think it's really going to help rodeo. You know, that's what we're so proud about, Pro Fantasy Rodeo. You know, it's our 16th year, but we can see how it creates fans. We get the calls from the office where guys are, you know, their fans don't know rodeo, and pretty soon they're buying tickets and they're engaged and they're coming to finals. And then just the, you know, the few months that we've had rodeo guests up, we've heard stories. Like there was a Saturday night, there was a winner, and her daughter's in the rodeo, and her boys like soccer, has nothing to do with rodeo. And, you know, when they go to rodeos, he puts headphones in and watches YouTube. And the last two nights, he's been sitting there playing rodeo guests, and him and his mom split it Saturday night. And he asked if they could go back next week. So you hear those stories, and so it just keeps motivating you to kind of go in the right direction. And I wanted to make this platform to where any rodeo committee can email me, and I can send them a dashboard, and they can produce a game for their rodeo, whether it's a two-day event, where it's, you know, or you know, a jackpot or whatever they're doing, but it's a great way to increase your sponsor inventory. And then just like if prizes, you can give away Bob's, you know, dinner for two at Bob's Steakhouse.
And so, and then Cheyenne, so everything went really well, well-received, just kind of like, did it take a little bit for people to kind of gravitate to it?
Well, the first, and that's just when you're, you know, with Pro Fantasy Rodeo, you know, you think it's a good idea, but then 5 years down the road, you're still paying on bank notes to get to work, you know, so everything takes a lot longer than you expect, but that's just part of the grind and staying committed to it. But, you know, especially at Cheyenne, you know, we did the first day and we didn't have a whole lot of marketing behind it because I was hoping it was going to work. So, you know, after it worked the first couple of days, we're like, yeah, this is great. And then we fixed, because as we have it on the big screen, the TV image, to where it's dynamic. And so as soon as the bell racer goes, it changes, you know, the rankings of the leaderboard, it's instant. And we had a little server crash on our TV server, and I'm just working like crazy to get that back up, because like right after, you know, at the end of each event, they show our screen, and I didn't want to leave anybody down. And we got it back up, one bareback rider before they had to show it. So there's tech's really fun, but sometimes it really makes your hair gray faster.
You know, Casey, we love it because it really, our contestants, NFR contestants even, we ask a survey every year, how many NFR contestants can you name? And we think the engagement with this game and the contestants, we feel that the knowledge of our fans, it's right there in front of them now, right? Now they're going to be able to not only learn the names of the contestants and who they are and maybe a little bit about them and also the livestock, right? Yep. I mean, it all goes hand in hand. That's the sport of rodeo. This is what they're learning about, and you're giving them that opportunity. So we're excited about this game. We're excited to have you part of the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo this year. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thanks. I'm looking forward to it. And we've been putting on new features every week and going down to stockyards and testing. Last week we have a timed to where you could actually see when your guess ends to where you can change it. And, you know, you're not going to be able to, you know, put a zero in if you're in the middle of changing it. And then next week we're going to have where you can play some zeros, because I made it to where you need to put a qualified score in, because I wanted the player to, you know, feel what the rider does. So if the rider, you know, he's got $300 up and he bucks off, and it's not a good deal. And so, but one of our questions was, how come I can't put a zero for buck off?
Right.
And, you know, everybody would put zeros and everybody would be tied for first in the bull riding, because there's been some days down there that they don't ride one. And so, but we're bringing on a feature that's going to increase the game feel to where you can put zeros in. And there's a little bit of strategy behind it. But like last week at Fort Worth, you could see the people that play it. Now they go back in the last few weeks' results and look at the barrel times. And if a girl's been hitting barrels, they'll put a plus five on her as a guess. And so, yeah, it gets them into the game.
Well, if anything, it's kind of like an education tool too. Education creates confidence. And for those definitely at the NFR coming for the first time, getting introduced to like a product like that can allow them to engage, kind of learn as they go. Is it safe to call you, because you were working in the app world, tech world, you're somewhat of a Silicon Valley cowboy, Casey, which is awesome. I mean, it's
so far from it.
I don't know. These are some pretty cool tools.
You know, we were talking with the other guest on our podcast this morning, Tucker Allen.
Yep.
He didn't call Casey Silicon Valley cowboy.
But he looks up to Casey.
He sure does.
What Casey's doing.
He does. Sure does.
Yeah, no, I think everyone appreciates this, and it's huge, the fantasy football. Like, when you look at fantasy football and look what it's done for, I'll just give you a prime example, my wife. She's already a fan, but just that amplified more details of the NFL in every single player. So I can only see everything you're working on right now is just, it's only helping out the contestants and the overall health of the rodeo business. Now, speaking of that, we're going to switch gears and something else you're also a part of, and I think it's a big part of Las Vegas.
Yes, we are getting ready for the 16th year at Rodeo Vegas. It's the official after party. And, we really like it because it's on the strip and it's at a premier property to where they
you
really
can say the Mirage.
The
you're allowed to
fans.
Say it. Go ahead. Say
yeah,
it.
That's the Mirage.
There
yeah,
you go.
The Mirage Hotel and Casino. But it's a great team. Those guys down there work so hard. They put on a great event. We're having some great entertainers. We have a release date announcement in September, but,
do we get to know a little before that? Can you just give us a hint? Can you let us know? We don't have to be on air.
Like initials or something?
Yeah, you know, like, you know.
Yeah, I could probably flip the attack or something
you go.
Like that. But,
there you go. I sent one to Luke and Mike this morning. I didn't get a reply, so.
they were a little worried that I was going to spill the beans on this podcast. I promised them.
I'm going to tell them you did.
We'll just put out like some sort of fake announcement.
But we have a guy that has a current number one new single just went number one, so
nice.
We're hoping we're going to get him on there. It looks like he's going to be playing the last night, and then some of our favorites that everybody comes to know there at the Mirage is
was his prior release Achy Breaky Heart, was it the same guy?
Yeah. or what's that I can't remember, but no, Rodeo Vegas is fun because it's right on the strip. It's in the sports book. And so, everybody gets in there and it looks like a mosh pit during the concerts and it's fun. The rodeo, we have 30 sponsored Rodeo Vegas Team Mirage members in the rodeo. And so they're there every night meeting the fans. And so we just, created the rodeo party where, the NFR guys are going to be there and it's free entertainment for everybody.
So part of that, the activation piece of that, of the Cowboys, the majority of them come after the event that night, fill it up and have a good time. So obviously you can't tell us about, who's playing there, but you added a little bit of this, Casey, but what makes the Mirage, what makes that venue so doing everything for Rodeo Vegas? What makes it so great? Like why Mirage?
I mean, it's, once you're out there and can kind of go around different properties and it just seems like Mirage is Vegas's, kind of favorite, it's kind of iconic. It's been there since 89. It was the first mega resort. And so it's kind of the class, the throwback, everybody's heartfelt place to go. But, we created Rodeo Vegas because, when I first made the finals out there, I thought, you know, a rodeo party should be on the strip and like you should be treated like rock stars. And so we come up with this marketing concept, and then like at the contestants, they receive a free Rodeo Vegas jacket. And when they wear it, you know, at the Mirage, they get drink bands, and then they get entered to win a cactus saddle. They give a cactus saddle away every night for, to a road, you know, a WNFR contestant. And then also Sooner Traders gives away a big aluminum, horse trader at the last night to a WNFR contestant. Oh, so man. That ensures the contestants are going to be there, and that, you know, and then the fans know the contestants are going to be there. And so everybody can go to one spot and free entertainment. It's on the strip and party like rock stars.
We don't know how to do that.
You're from Vegas. We're just trying to be Vegas in 10 days.
Oh, man.
You know, everybody says you can make Vegas whatever you want, and that's what you choose to make it, then we're going to be on your side. Yeah. So. Hey, so now let's get back to rodeo. All right. So you have 9 NFR qualifications. What is it like now for you to watch the rodeo industry grow to what it is now today and what the opportunities are for it in the future?
Oh, I think the future is bright. You know, especially right now, like our content is worth some money now. So, cause we have all these OTT channels that are looking for content.
Yeah.
And then that lowers the price, or, you know, or that CBS, you know, or, you know, like other direct channels, that they have to be competitive with the OTT channels, but that creates a better market for us to actually start getting out there. And there's so many different channels to where we're able to be watched. But, yeah, you know, like, heck, what's this year? The National Finals Rodeo of Las Vegas is putting up $10 million. Like, that's a big deal.
Sure.
$10 million in 10 days? That's crazy.
That's a few dollars.
You know, when my first year I made the finals, we had a free room that, you know, Las Vegas events give the steer wrestlers, and we had to lie and tell them we needed a little fridge for medicine, but we had all of our food in there. You know, it's like one night I placed in a round, and boy, we thought it was really cool by ordering, the room delivery. We had pepperoni pizza. Boy, we really thought we were cool. Then,
you were big time.
Yeah, we're big time. And but now, you know, it's crazy. You know, that's $10 million rodeo.
Yeah.
You know, and so you get money for showing up.
Yeah.
Every contestant, if they just qualify, they show up.
Over $26,000 for the first place winner each night for each event.
That's nuts. I think the first year I made the finals, it was maybe 12,000 when you went around.
Mm-hmm.
And now the average is 68,000, 67,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. But, you know, like there's a lot of opportunities in rodeo now. You know, they have a junior world that's really going to help the rodeo in the future. And then we have, you know, during Vegas now, like when we first made the finals out there, they just had the national finals. And now they have, you know, they have the junior world, and they have jackpots all around town, you know, and then they have, there's so many different horse events.
Heck, the team roping event down at South Point's over 11 million, right?
Yeah, it's one of the richest.
The World Series team roping.
Well, that's not
huge. You know, we did a count last year, I think, Casey, I don't know the number off the top of my head, the number of livestock, the amount of livestock that shows up for all the events that you just described. Crazy. I mean, and we're in the middle of a city. We don't have like fields nearby.
Oh, they're everywhere.
That's nuts.
We're in the parking lot at Samstown.
Yeah, and then I hear more events, or, you know, that are wanting to go to Vegas during the National Finals Rodeo, and it just creates a lot of opportunity out there, you know, on so many different levels.
That's for sure.
But what other place could do it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, Casey, back to your, you're talking about streaming, and you're 100% right. You know, here's another way that kind of we talk with Metters about this from Geronimo Productions. But, you know, there's far more screens covering the rodeo business, right? There's a lot more distribution. Back when, you know, let's just go back to the 90s, you had one central point. So if you weren't in the rodeo lifestyle, but you were interested in it. I mean, you had to catch it on ESPN, possibly Classic, and that was it. There was no, was nothing else that you were going to come across. Whereas now, thanks to Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, you name it, now there's exposure spreading like wildfire to where, you know, there's fans that would never saw this before, and now they see it, and it's, and I think with what you're doing, you're laying down a vision, you know, vision quest for rodeo that a lot of people aren't, I don't think a lot of people are really paying attention to. They're really caught up in the moment right now, but you're really laying some really great groundwork, man, to expand this.
I think it really is really going to help viewership. You know, like they saw the numbers at the Cowboy Channel, you know, and heck, you know, I had neck surgery this year, so I wasn't able to enter Cheyenne, and there this summer I took off, and so Gail gets a little disengaged, you know, she just runs barrels around here and goes to PRC rodeos around here. But we was up there at Cheyenne, and she was so competitive that she watched every day at Cheyenne just to play the game.
Oh, that's awesome. That's fantastic. Yeah. Man. So what are you, obviously we got December right around the corner. Mirage, which we'll be seeing.
Double there. B, how many days?
Yeah, how many do we have to go?
107.
107.
There you go. And
if our count.
How many?
107.
That makes me a little anxious. I got a lot to do.
Yeah, I hear you. So what do you got going on? Where's your next stop? What are you heading out to from here? What do you got going on?
Yep, so we're going to just keep getting rodeo guests better. We're going to do it again next weekend at the Stockyards, and then we're talking to a couple rodeos this fall of being able to do it. We'll probably run down to Stephenville, just talk to them today, and see if we can get more rodeo fans down there. But that's kind of a hotbed of rodeo fans, but they're pretty excited about it. And then we're just, any rodeo committee that wants to have the opportunity to do that, just email info@rodeoguests, and we'll try to make it happen.
Well, I know we're going to be helping you get that word out for the NFR, so we're hoping to hit it out the park.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited about the NFR. We're trying to get some cool prizes out, and then it's going to be fun, you know, because, like, it's a little tough at Cheyenne guessing because, you know, the arena's, you know, pretty big, and then the steers are, not uneven, but they're, you know, the variables are really hard to get a consistent time, you know. And I think if it's, you know, at the NFR, the game is really going to shine because the times are going to be closer. So like in a bulldog, and it's going to be 3-7 to 4-7. And then, you know, we only had a parameter of you had to be within 5 points above or 5 points below or five, you know, seconds. Well, then at Cheyenne, like some of the bulldoggers was, you know, 45 seconds. And so when you're putting in 7 points,
that's why they call it the Big Daddy, dude. They call it the Big Daddy because it is a Big Daddy arena.
I mean,
so I'm really excited. I just think the competition, you know, the competition level at the NFR is really going to enhance the game feel to where the points are close and it's going to be exciting and looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward too. Definitely going to help.
Casey, you are always a pleasure to speak with. Conversation has been great because you've controlled all of it, and we love that. So.
I didn't want you messing it up, Bo.
Yeah, you know what it was, Casey. You're like, I'm not going to let Bo interrupt me this time.
Yeah. I'm just going to keep talking. It's like we sent you the script or something. I don't know.
That's the trick.
Well, I've been at home, so I haven't been able to do much talking. So when you guys called, I'm like, yeah, I got to talk.
Yeah. It's funny because when we call and speak to most of the contestants, they're out on the road. They're getting ready to get on or off a horse or feeding or taking care. You know, you know what that's like. So can you imagine fitting in 20 minutes on a conversation with us while doing all that at the same time?
Right. They got a lot of stuff on their mind.
Tucker was getting ready to compete this morning, actually, when we were talking to him. So many conversations. Actually, Fallon Taylor was on a horse when we were chatting with her.
She was.
Kind of cool. Adds a little bit more texture to the podcast. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Casey. This was good, man. And I really look forward to
it. Thanks, guys. Thanks for all you do for rodeo. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We'll talk at you soon.
It won't be long. Thanks, guys. Okay,
right.
Bye.
All right. See you, boss.
For more information about NFR and Cowboy Christmas, please visit NFRExperience.com. And while you're listening, don't forget to hit subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play for the NFR podcast.
Hi, I'm world champion bull rider Sage Kimsey, and you're listening to NFR Extra.
Welcome, Tucker Allen, 2017 National High School Rodeo Steer Wrestling Champion. Ooh, man, finishing 8th in the average at the Junior FR, now known as the Junior World Finals, and 5th in the average at the Reno Rodeo. Good job, man. Welcome to the show, Tucker. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Just waiting to run my steer here in the slack at Kennewick, Washington.
So while you're talking to us, you're competing as well.
Well, I mean, fixing to, yeah.
Perfect. It couldn't be any better than the road to the NFR with something like this.
Dude, so that is your home state, right? So do you have a home crowd?
And well, I'm from California.
Oh, there you go. Well, good. Educate all of us. Tell us a little bit about Tucker Allen.
Bo is testing you, Tucker.
I do it to everybody. You can listen to all the prior podcasts. I do it to them all.
Yeah, no, I'm from California. Luke Franquino kind of started me in steer wrestling. Started me probably when I was 15, and then ever since then kind of just took off. And now I'm in Washington fixing a real steer.
There you go. You know, we were just on the phone with Mr. Casey Jones, who will also be on this episode talking about a couple of other things. But he took credit for being your coach. When did Luke Branquino get into the picture?
Well, I mean, I have Casey for some tips for sure.
And then yeah, you know a gentleman by the name of Mr. Oat Berry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yep. Know him very well.
So where does he stand compared to Mr. Luke Branquino? So basically, what was it like, dude, competing at the Las Vegas Convention Center at an event that we now call the Junior World Finals?
Man, it was unbelievable. They put on such good rodeo right there, and that's the closest thing to the real professional rodeos that we go to now for high school kids. I mean, I've never been somewhere where you can compete against all the kids you high school rodeo with for that much money and have that big of a stage. It was pretty unreal. Oh, did a great job.
I tell you what, you sure did make it a fan event, and which is what we strive to do for all the fans there at Cowboy Christmas. You know, give the opportunity for those competitors of your age to, you know, make, what does it feel like to eventually know that, hey, I have the opportunity to be at the Thomas and Mack?
Oh, it gives you chills. It's kind of what we all dream about and what we work for, and that was a real good stepping stone, and it gives you confidence knowing that if you can do good at that rodeo at the convention center, that you have a pretty good shot of, if you do it right, you can make it to Thomas and Mack.
Hey, Tucker, you were talking about it was cool that you're around your peers in the high school circuit. So along the way, I mean, is there conversation about, and I'm assuming yes, but I imagine you can expand on this, but you guys talking about how your plans are of your working to get to Vegas. I mean, how cool is that to kind of share that and then to show up there with them? Is there a couple of guys that you stay close to or ride with, or we realized steer wrestling is like a fraternity, right? When we talk about the pro side, do you have that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Me and Bridger Anderson, I think he won the first year over there at Oat Berry's steer wrestling. Me and him yesterday are just talking about how we're planning on making it next year and the plan of how to get there and kind of just talking about it. And yeah, no, for sure. Kids our age, we have big dreams about going there, and yeah, we break it down. I don't know if we're actually saying anything productive, but make ourselves feel better.
Yeah, no, but I mean, the fact that the conversation's going down is pretty important.
Absolutely. We've had several guests on the NFR Extra that have brought your name up, and for good reason. So you definitely have their attention.
I hope so. Hopefully I'm doing something right.
So beyond that, I mean, is this something that, you know, as you create these relationships, and we've seen with, I'm just going to say, the Ties, the Tylers, and all those guys with gold buckles up there. You know, that we had them on the pod. Well, Bo and I did not have them on. Maria actually interviewed them. And, you know, them talking about sharing one horse and all the things that kind of come along with that. are you kind of starting to look at that where, you know, a couple of the peers you're riding with, that there may be a chance that you guys share a horse and there's something? I mean, is that something you talk about?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's kind of a business. You got to break it down and figure out what best horse would work for a certain situation. And there's been times back in California where me and Luke, we've ridden the same horse and we got three other guys riding them.
Wow.
And it's just because that horse works in that situation. And, you know, we're all kind of brothers. We like to help each other out. So
okay. So you've been hanging out with Luke. What is probably one, and he's a great dude, man. I mean, he's very,
don't let him teach you how to dance.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But he's a beast, man. I mean, he's a champion. What's a couple of things that he shared with you mentally? Not necessarily physically, but the mental side.
Man, I think that's what separates him from everyone else is he just has the mental game so down. It's so easy to him, and he's just naturally a winner. But he just tells me, keep it simple, don't overthink anything. And, I mean, if you're first high call back in the short go, just go out there and think you're doing a practice pen run. Don't do anything that you don't know how to do, and just really just keep it simple. He says it's not rocket science. All you got to do is fall off your horse and throw a steer down.
So, you know, the Brian Quino name is a huge name in rodeo, but also the Western lifestyle. There's Tony, who's actively involved in the youth. His other brother, I'm drawing Rancheros, and he's one of our number one cowboys in the ranch. And his dad just, you know, had some health issues. But I tell you, that's such a strong family in the tradition of the rodeo world that you can't say enough good things about them.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you can't find anybody or any people that are better than that. I mean, they took me in when I was little and treated me like I was one of them. So, I mean, without them, I couldn't have done it for sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, knowing that, right, not every individual young person gets to hang out with Brian Quinos and the rodeo. So,
no.
You know, how, I mean,
what did you pay these guys?
cleaned a lot of stalls.
I mean, because those are the kind of things when you think about a guy like Tuff Cooper growing up around, you know, the what he grew
Trevor
up around.
Trevor Brazils.
You know, I mean, it's what a way to kind of set the table for you and for him to tell you, keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's some powerful stuff, man.
Yeah, no, it's really, he says there's not that much to it. Go out there and do your job and it should all work out.
Okay, so do they have a big enough name to get you a pro card? Have you obtained a pro card yet?
Yep, this will be my second year on the pro
Nice. All right, yeah. So tell us what that's like. How did you go from a permit to a pro card? How did you, tell us that whole transition. So you competed in the Junior World Finals. You did very well. You did very well in the high school rodeo steer wrestling championship. So tell us that progression. Tell us a little bit about your horse. You know, give us some more history of Tucker Allen.
So right when I graduated high school, I got my permit and kind of just circuit rodeoed there back home and rodeoed till probably November. It was doing good placing here and there. And I was actually riding an old mare of a California circuit guy, Tyler Mitchell, and he's got an old mare called Rita, and I think she's 25, maybe 26.
Yeah.
So she knew how to bulldog better than
older
I did.
Yeah, I was going to say, she probably taught you a few things.
All I had to do was just get on her, and she could figure it out. But I rode her, so it made it real easy, but did good on her, and that next winter, Luke was fixing to take off to go to the winter rodeos, and I had enough one to buy my card. I wasn't planning on it, but he asked me, he said, hey, you got the chance. If you want to go with me this winter and we'll go down the road. And I mean, as soon as he said that, I went and bought my card right there. I wanted to go. And, he ended up getting hurt a month in. So I really didn't get to go with him that much, but got a lot of experience out of it. And I don't regret doing it. I think it set me in the path I'm at right now, and I can't complain.
You know, and this is kind of just sidebar what Bo was asking, but and knowing that Luke's been through some injuries, I think something else that'll help you out as well is on the mental side is how he handles this, how he is reacting to, I mean, for any athlete, man, when you're hurt, injury's the worst, right? You're sitting there watching everybody do what you love to do. I'm sure that's something you're learning as well.
Yeah, no, he and he handles it so well. He might call every single day and just bug us when we're on the road because he wants to be out here. But no, he handles it so well. He, when he got hurt this last time in Santa Maria, he was just calm. Said, "Yep, I think my knee's busted, and just, it is what it is. He's not going to complain about it." So,
wow, that's great. So you had a 25-year-old mare. What are you riding now?
Now I got a horse that I'm partnered on actually with Luke, and a real good bay horse. We call him Rock House.
Oh, I like is there a reason for the Rock House?
I really can't tell you. I don't know how he got that name.
That's a cool name, though.
Yeah.
Should be on a t-shirt or something. Yeah, should.
I ride Rock House.
I think we got a Rock House here in Vegas.
Yeah.
All right, so... What are you doing? How long ago did you finish high school? Was it 2 years ago?
In 17, yep.
Wow. And then you've just been riding since.
He just turned 20.
Yeah. So I get it. Well, so understanding that and knowing, you know, you still got some growth to go. You know, I know you're 20, but you look at the Ty Erickson's. I mean, I've been around Tyler Pearson, man. That dude's a beast.
Yeah.
You know, what are you doing elsewise for your body right now? Because you're a young guy.
How are you taking care of yourself even at the young age?
Man, we try to go to the gym a lot. I travel with Dakota, Eldridge, and Clayton Half, and whenever have a day off, we go to the gym or we're running and just try to do something to stay in shape. And I'm kind of a smaller steer wrestler, so I really have to try to be in the gym and, you know, keep my weight up and stuff. So, you know, the gas station food doesn't help them, but it helps me so I can put on extra pounds. So I'll get a extra candy bars here and there.
That's awesome. I mean, like, I've been around Casey Jones. He's not a big dude. And, you know, he's
– no.
But I would not want to wrestle him. Nope. His core, nope. Everything, he looks so strong. I mean, that's someone else, you know, for yourself that kind of shows you the road, you know, and what you got ahead of you. Let's talk about Casey real quick. Do you study Casey at all much, or I mean, kind of keep track of him, or?
Oh yeah, no, I have old NFR tapes and from I think 2001 or 2002, the first year he made it. And I study him a lot because he's kind of got the same style I do, kind of a smaller guy. So I just watch how he handles cattle, and you know, I study him a lot.
You know, there's one thing we could all learn from Casey Jones. And that is his inspiration to succeed. His marketing, his technology, his just loves the Western lifestyle so much that he has dedicated his wife, his life, and everything else that he does to being able to stay in this business without having to jump in that arena.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I mean, that's what it takes to be successful. And yep. That's he's a good role model for that.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. There's several out there. I mean, we had a lady on our show last week that did the same thing. So,
Miss Fallon,
Taylor. So,
yeah. I started to think, like, for your youth, your guys' group, like your generation right now, you got a lot of good mentors right above you that are laying some good groundwork, man. I mean,
absolutely. And the way I see it, if you hang out with winners, you'll become one. So I try to hang around these guys as much as I can.
That's why I hang around NV. One of these days, I hope to be a winner.
that's the plan.
Tucker, I'm taking them to all new levels, new heights, man. You don't even know.
I got a gold mic in front of me. Come on, dude. I'm used to having a computer or whatever. You know, never a gold mic.
So what is your plan? How does the next month and a half look for you? What rodeos you have on? What's on target for you?
We got Kennewick, Washington today. Then we'll go to Bremerton, Washington on Friday. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho on Sunday. And the short go here, hopefully. And then after that, we'll kind of be bouncing back between Washington, Montana. And then obviously go to Pelindon. And then after Pelindon, I'll head back home to go to the California rodeos.
Nice.
It'll be good. We got a lot of good rodeos to go to and a lot of good money to be won.
Hey, as you're traveling through Montana, can you stop by and say hi to my friends at Yellowstone?
Yeah, no problem.
It's so beautiful up there. Oh my goodness, man. Yeah,
have you seen the show? Do you watch that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, isn't that great?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, they just did a big deal here at South Point, and the lines were out the door. So,
really?
Yes. It was raining. Good sport. But
So, all right, but before we wrap this up, let's talk about what does your 2020 look like, Tucker? What's give us one goal that you're setting for 2020.
I mean, obviously, I want to make the NFR, and I plan on just going as hard as I did this year, if not harder. But make the finals and hopefully be in the position to win the world. So I don't really want to go out here just to be going. I want to try to be the best I can at it. So
at your age, and this is something that we've talked about with some of the other contestants, quantity versus quality, right? So there are some contestants that focus on, I just want to quality, I want the big dollars. That's what they mean by quality, right? Because they're all great rodeos out there, but it's the quality is determined by the money. So do you follow the money or do you try quantity? I want to go to 120 different rodeos. What's your strategy?
Man, we've been going pretty hard as of this year, and my traveling partner's been doing good. And I know a lot of those older guys, they'll go to a couple and they can win. But in my situation, I'm gonna try to go to as many as I can and do as good as I can at them. So
totally makes sense.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, we don't want to keep you up too long, man, because we know you're getting ready to compete.
We know he just sensed us out. Probably had to loosen it up a little bit to finish this interview.
I got to tell you, Tucker, like this is not a first that when we're talking to somebody where they're in the middle of doing something else. On a horse, right? Which makes this podcast that more lively and who we're talking to and what it's all about. So definitely appreciate coming on, man. Thank you very much for your time.
This is awesome, dude. Thanks, so share with your friends. Let them know that you are now a celebrity on NFR Extra and you have bragging rights and, you know, whatever. Just share it.
And we're going to talk about you all over the place, man, about this podcast as we promote it.
Perfect. No, I'll do that.
All right, man. Hey, good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And thanks for having me on.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, man. Later, Tucker.
All right. Talk to you.
Hi, I'm Boyd Paul Hamus, and you're listening to NFR Extra.
Thank you for joining us on episode 12 of NFR Extra.
What a show.
Yeah. Tucker, what a great kid.
Oh, my goodness.
He's got champion pedigree written all over him. And Casey Jones, you know.
Can you say?
I'm sticking with it.
He's the all-around, right? Not only a cowboy, an NFR qualifier, but just an all-around engineer when it comes to marketing.
He's a Silicon Valley cowboy.
Wow. Yeah. He said it.
But it's important. He's bringing things together.
It is exciting. Hey, join us again in 2 weeks when we have not one, but two special guests. The one is Dale Brisby. The other one, well, let's just say he comes from the music industry and will be featured at this year's National Finals Rodeo.
He's been there a few times, too.
He sure has.
His popularity keeps growing. Yeah. I also want to give a little thank you to Tucker Allen and Casey Jones. You know, these guys are out on the road, and for all the guests that come on here this past summer, big thank you. Thank you for joining us this week, and safe travels, and see you in December.
On the road to the gold buckle.
Gotta make it out to Vegas, where the big boys roam, with the rovers and the racers and the bulls and the browns, and the ladies in the skin-tight wranglers and the cowboy hats.